I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India and Pakistan have both sent humanitarian aid to Afghanistan after a deadly quake that killed over 1,000 people. Afghanistan remains cut off from much international aid. World governments have shunned the Taliban over human rights abuses. But in times of disaster, people often rely on local churches or Christian groups for help. Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
"For Afghanistan, because we're talking about just a remnant of believers that are active in some ways and yet hidden, there's a disadvantage to the Taliban government because they don't have a church to turn to that would be able to help out in this crisis."
Brobel says this could be a great opportunity for Christian organizations to go into Afghanistan and demonstrate Jesus' love. As people search for hope, ask the Holy Spirit to draw many to Jesus and pray for a heart change among the Taliban. And Colombia has elected its first-ever leftist president. Gustavo Petro, a former rebel, served as a senator for many years in South America's second-largest country. Brian Dennett with AMG International says Colombians are ready for a change.
As a left-wing president offering some new ideas, you know, the more poor sectors of the country are very pleased, very hopeful, while the private sector, especially businessmen, are somewhat fearful at the moment.
Petro has promised to make the country less reliant on oil exports and illegal cocaine business. But Dennett says Colombia's Congress will most likely oppose much of his agenda. AMG provides education in the name of Christ to areas of Colombia hardest hit by the drug trade. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.